Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through March 12th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Let's get going with this week's events by focusing on justice and civic engagement. In terms of the legislative session, there are a few interesting advocacy opportunities this week and next. On Wednesday is the Trans Advocacy Day, as well as the Justice Impacted Girls and Women's Rally. On Thursday this week is Asian American and Pacific Islander Advocacy Day. And next week on Wednesday is the Local Foods Lobby Day. It's the people in the people's house. We can't have enough of that. Since this is the first Tuesday of the month, we will mention the Lawyer Referral Service that hosts their free legal line this week, through which they offer free legal advice from 5:30 to 7:30. There are a couple of good dialogues taking place on Monday, so hopefully this podcast gets posted early in the day. First is a panel discussion being presented by United Way on how place can help break the cycle of poverty, or in other words, how transformative placemaking can lead to the creation of more vibrant, inclusive, and connected communities. Also on Monday, the RGK Center for Philanthropy and Community Service at UT hosts a conversation with Emily Haynes, senior reporter for the Chronicle of Philanthropy, on the topic, What Makes Work Worth It? Insights from the Front Lines of the Social Sector, addressing the question, how can nonprofit leaders develop a supportive culture that nurtures staff's desires for impact in their work while allowing space to rest and recharge? The Texas Health and Human Services Department's Office of Disability Prevention for Children hosts its annual conference that is being presented over several weeks and not in an all-day conference format. The sessions start this Tuesday and are also offered every subsequent Tuesday this month. Check the link on our podcast calendar for this event to check the list of presenters and discussion topics. In our basic needs section, we'll note a forum on the impact of Interstate 35 on the children's health, hosted by the Parents Climate Community, and another forum on the impact of food on overall well-being, hosted by the Austin Business Group on Health. And that's being presented in recognition of March as National Nutrition Month. This week, we also recognize that March 8th is International Women's Day, a global day to celebrate the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. This year's theme for International Women's Day is Embrace Equity. A couple of local events are included on the podcast calendar. The Women's Club host a panel discussion on innovation, technology, and gender equity. Also, the bookstore, Book Woman, hosts a poetry reading featuring renowned poet and author Liliana Valenzuela, who will read her own poetry and also read from the poetry of author and poet Monica Teresa Ortiz. Also, from our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion section, the Central Library continues its learning circle this week and next week called Queering Identities, a collaborative learning course on sexuality, gender identity, and LGBTQIA+ history. This week and next week will be the second and third of five total sessions that comprise this series. The Central Library also plays host to an HBCU college fair on Friday, March 10th. The event, presented by HBCU Battle of the Brains, the NFL, and the group 100 Black Men of Austin. This event allows 6th through 12th graders and parents and guardians to learn more about our nation's historically Black colleges and universities. 40-plus HBCU representatives and local college admissions leaders will be present to discuss completing the FAFSA form, resume and application needs, essay and interview prep, independent scholarships, and more. In terms of workforce development, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high demand and high need industries. The career training orientation for healthcare takes place on Mondays. The career training orientations for information technology take place on Wednesdays. And the career training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. Another workforce opportunity made available by Workforce Solutions Capital Area is an information session on a local healthcare apprenticeship program. And that takes place on Wednesday. Finally, regarding economic opportunity, I'll note the Champions of Diversity Career Fair that takes place on Thursday, March 9th at the Norris Conference Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We, of course, can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center, as well as the Mobile Fresh for Less markets that take place throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets, the Austin Flea this week is at Thilker Brewing on Saturday, March 11th, and at Jester King Brewery on Sunday, March 12th. And the following weekend, they will be at High Sign Brewing on March 18th and Radio Coffee on March 19th. These events feature many local artisans and makers and represent great opportunities to show your support for small businesses and keep it local. I'll end with our fun and free features for this week, which this week includes several unofficial South by Southwest music showcase and one official one. On Thursday, there is a showcase by the ATX Songwriting Collective. On Friday, Mozart's Coffee hosts Queer Fest. And on Saturday, you can check out South by Latinx at High Noon on the East Side. Of course, I always like to check out the free in-store performances at Waterloo Records and the free community concerts on Lady Bird Lake that take place as part of South by Southwest. Just Google South by Southwest community concerts on Lady Bird Lake and you can see what's cooking with these particular shows. And I just can't fail to mention that this year on March 15th, South by Southwest is making the Creative Industries Expo an event that is free and open to the public. Might be worth it to swing by if you're in town. As I alluded to earlier, the podcast will be taking the week of spring break off because not only is it spring break, but also it is South by Southwest, so we'll catch up with you on the other side of all that. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Cannes Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.